This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. US Catholic author George Weigel wrote a best-selling two-volume biography of Pope John Paul II and was given unprecedented access to the Polish Pope and the people who knew and worked with him when researching his work. He spoke to me about why he believes this unprecedented double canonization is an inspired act on the part of Pope Francis and what it means for the Church and the world.
I think this is an inspired act on the part of Pope Francis because these two men, John the 23rd and John Paul II, represent what I've been calling in my own writing the two bookends of the Second Vatican Council. John the 23rd had the inspiration and the courage to summon the council. John Paul II gave Vatican II its authoritative interpretation over the 26 and a half years of his pontificate. So it's entirely appropriate, it seems to me, that they be canonized on the same day.
A lot of people talk of how John the 23rd and John Paul II are very different in many ways, apart from their connection, as you mentioned, with the Second Vatican Council, at least in their style of papacy. Do you agree with that perception, or do you think they have much more in common than many people commonly given them credit for?
I think they have much more in common than the stereotypes and caricatures would have us believe. First of all, these were two radically converted disciples of Jesus Christ, whose experience of the mercy of God in their own lives was manifest in their lives as priests, as bishops, and as popes. They have in common a confidence that the Catholic Church, at the end of two millennia of its history, still had important and indeed wonderful things to propose to the world. They had confidence, both of them, in the people of the Church, understanding that in the Catholic Church, sanctity is not a matter for the sanctuary only. Sanctity is every Christian's baptismal vocation. And I think both of them had a remarkable capacity to get the world's attention, to make the world think about things that the world ordinarily didn't want to think about. And that was an important contribution to a very difficult period in the history of the late 20th century.
Turning to Blessed John Paul II, you were his biographer, and in that role, you had a unique chance to get to know him as a person and learn about aspects of his life and character that was not known to the wider public. What was the thing that he said, the action he did, or something he wrote that most surprised you about him?
I'm often asked what, in the course of 3 years of working on Witness to Hope, I actually learned about John Paul II that I didn't know beforehand. And my standard responses to that are I learned how utterly important his father was to his human formation. His father was the most important person in his life for the first 21 years of his life. And I learned what a decisive experience the Second World War was for him. That was the period in which the man who became the Pope was formed in a decisive way. What I'd like to say on the occasion of his canonization is that what I discovered about him as well in the course of my 15 years of conversation with him was his deep conviction that God is profligate in making saints and that God's delight in raising up holy men and women has not abated over time. John Paul II believed that saints are all around us. That's why he participated in so many beatifications and canonizations himself. He would say to us on the day of his canonization, I think, you're all called to this. You're all baptized, you Catholics, to this vocation to sanctity. And I will be supporting you in your efforts to cooperate with God's grace and making you the saints you were baptized to be.
But not everybody ends up, shall we say, in the roll call of the Church's saints. But did you already feel that when you were searching for that biography, that with John Paul II, this was a man destined to join that elite group, if you like. And if so, why?
The canonized saints are those people who are so spectacularly holy that the Church lifts them up as examples for everyone else. And I did have the sense in getting to know John Paul II that this was a singular character who would almost undoubtedly be enumerated among the formally canonized saints of the Church. But one of the things I'll be thinking about on Sunday at the canonization is what the Anglican thinker C.S. Lewis said and wrote, that all of us have to be saints, because what a saint is someone who can live comfortably with God forever. That's what sanctity involves, and that's available to everyone.
And finally, what do you see as the main benefit for the Church of having these two popes canonized at the same time on this date?
There's a sense in which this canonization brings the Second Vatican Council period of the Church's history to a conclusion. The Pope who initiated the Council, the Pope who offered an authoritative interpretation of the Council. And now it's time for the Church to get on with the task that John the 23rd defined for it in his opening address to Vatican II, and that's to become a church of new Pentecostal fervor in offering humanity the gospel of God's mercy in the third millennium.